This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This has been, as Joe Cardiff and I were talking about up at the top of the program, and next week will be big over in Europe. Greeks vote on Sunday in an election that has fairly been called crucial. The far-left Syriza party, which is ahead in the polls, I should tell you, has promised to reverse some of that country's big budget cuts and to renegotiate the terms of its bailout from the European Union and the IMF. The outgoing government says that would inevitably force Greece out of the eurozone, the European single currency, which would be overwhelmingly unpopular in Greece, leaving the euro. But after all the heartbreak of euro membership, and there has been plenty, why are the Greeks so eager to stay? Marketplace's Stephen Beard is in Athens.
In his last speech of the campaign, Syriza's youthful leader fired up his supporters. He urged them to raise their fists, end this national humiliation, and stop taking orders from abroad. But this is a country that's utterly dependent on the kindness of foreign creditors. What is going on in Greece? Let's start on the psychiatrist's couch.
Being a psychiatrist, I'm able, I think, to see through people, at least in Athens, where I live.
Dr. Dimitrios Papadimitriadis. His practice is booming in these anxious times. He says the Greeks feel angry and hurt that their wealthier European neighbours haven't shouldered more of Greece's national debt.
Being part of a European family means taking care of each other. And this is what family is all about.
But members of this family, the Eurozone, don't speak the same language. When the Greek Prime Minister went to Berlin and asked for debt relief, the German leader, Angela Merkel, asked for the phrase to be translated. When it was, she said, it doesn't sound so good in German. Nevertheless, the Greeks still seem to love the euro.
Greek citizens realise that the only future lies within the eurozone.
Konstantin Michalos, head of the Greek Chamber of Commerce.
The last poll showed that 92% of the Greek citizens show that they're in favour of the eurozone and the euro.
The mystery of this attachment deepens when you consider the figures. Under the straitjacket of EU-IMF austerity, the Greek economy has shrunk by a quarter. Unemployment has soared to 27%. 10% of Athenians depend for their food on charities. At the SOS Social Centre, they're tuning up an old piano. The centre provides education, daycare, food and other help for poor families. Down in the basement, Spiros, a 55-year-old unemployed insurance worker, and his wife are rummaging through huge piles of donated second-hand clothing. They found a Batman outfit for their 7-year-old son. Spiros has had a desperate 3 years since he lost his job, but he doesn't for a minute blame the euro. No, he says it's not the euro's fault, it's the fault of our politicians. The Greeks trust European officials far more than their own public servants. The Greeks seem torn between the hope that Syriza will persuade the Germans to loosen the austerity and lighten the debt load, and the fear of ejection from the eurozone and all the turmoil that would entail. Former government minister Adnis Georgiadis says that would be like trying to change airlines in mid-flight.
You enter the plane and the plane is on the air, you cannot change your mind. If you open the door and you say, I want to go to the other airline, you will be destroyed. This is the euro. We entered, we stay.
That's one kind of bailout the Greeks are eager to avoid. But if Syriza gets its hands on the controls after Sunday's election, it could be a bumpy ride. In Athens, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.